Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Welcome, welcome, podcast / catch-up listeners.
Welcome, welcome. What's welcome, a movie welcome. Off the one where they all kill each other?
Game of Thrones.
No, the other one where they have to fight to the death. It's like a game, but it's scary.
Gladiator.
No.
Saw.
No.
Escape Room.
No, the one. Welcome, welcome. Famous.
Final Destination.
Hemsworth's in it. Liam. They all try to kill each other. What's that one called?
Is it like only one of them can get out alive? So they have
yes,
to each other?
That one. Mm-hmm. There's heaps of series of it.
Oh, I know.
Game of. Starts with W, maybe? Does that ring a bell?
People are going to be so mad at us right now because it's a really obvious answer. I know it is.
You keep talking. I'm Googling it.
Oh, welcome, so sorry. Welcome. Hey, welcome one time then to the podcast because I don't want to kill you. You know, you're one of the only listeners we've got, so we want to keep you. Today on the show, we speak about a whole bunch of stuff. The best, I'm putting it out there, the best phone topic we've ever done in our history on radio.
Yeah.
It went off.
Sorry, it did. The Josiah and Ellie show hit a high in terms of calls and content of calls today, didn't we?
Yes. The topic, how did you hurt your privates? I mean, don't be eating when you're listening to this because there's some stories that really make you cringe, but they're fascinating.
Movie where everyone kills each other.
You're still going with that.
I'll keep
going about what else is to come. You solve another one of life's mysteries. It is the most immature one yet.
But
so another record gets broken.
No, but it was educational.
It really wasn't. Just because you put a mathematical equation in there did not make it educational. I'm putting that out there. And also, everyone on the internet got fooled by a meme yesterday, including Pink. So we're going to be delving into stories that are similar to that.
How can I not think of this meme? It's absolutely killing me right now. I'm looking.
Final Destination? No.
You know the one.
We need to be able to buzz someone. This is what we need a producer.
They're all in the woods and they all kill each other. It's a game.
I thought they get locked in somewhere.
No, they're in like a world. Liam Hemsworth's in it. Let me Google Liam Hemsworth movies.
It's not Saw.
No.
It's Human Centipede?
No, definitely not. I haven't seen any scary movies. Liam Hemsworth movies. It was massive. It's got Hunger Games.
Oh, that's not what I was picturing.
The Hunger Games.
No, I was picturing one where they get locked in a room and they have to kill each other.
No.
Oh, Hunger Games is great.
I Googled Liam Hemsworth movies, the first one that came up.
That's not a horror movie.
It's not. I never said horror. You said horror.
Okay.
They were trying to kill each other. We got there, guys. Good radio.
Eventually. We've been speaking for nearly 3 minutes about
Doesn't matter.
That.
It's great radio.
It is great radio. All right. We're going to not speak for any longer. Enjoy the catch up.
This is. Are we ready?
The catch up.
With.
Josiah and Ellie.
I want to talk about a story yesterday. I'm not a man, but this made my privates hurt. And so I can't imagine what it was like for Shep's own steel side bottom, right? He was at training with the Magpies ahead of their big clash this weekend. They're heading towards finals. They've, you know, on the downward slope of the season. And poor Steel cops a kick right in the old Jats crackers.
So how bad did it get? So someone obviously knocked him straight in the nuts.
Yep. Yeah, legs in their car right now. He's ruptured a testicle.
Very painful. And to his friends and family around town right now that could be listening,
yeah.
Let us know on 13, 12, 16 how much pain he is in because I can only imagine how bad that is. But it is something that many guys have.
Yeah.
For example, in soccer, I was actually playing this. I would have been probably 16 years old. I went in for a slide tackle at training as well. And the other guy came in for a slide tackle at the same time. I didn't pull my studs away. Went straight into his Jack's crackers as well. And I shattered his, I won't go say what it
you
is.
You shattered it.
I shattered it. It was a fun trip to hospital for him. Shattered. I wonder if he's, I'm not in touch with that guy anymore. I wonder if he can have kids. Probably not.
I don't know. You should give him a call. Be like, hey, mate, how you going? He'll be like, yeah, pretty good, dude.
His voice never dropped.
Is that what Steele's voice is going to be like from here on in? Yeah, good game with the boys out of the field.
Well, it turns into David Beckham.
He'll take up horse riding next, become a jockey. But I want to talk about this morning. How'd you hurt your privates? We've all done it. I've even done it.
Which one? Top or bottom? Girls, privates mean two different areas.
Yeah.
So was it top or bottom?
It's hard to hurt the top.
Really?
Unless you've got a baby.
Doesn't it hurt if someone accidentally hits it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really have them. Maybe for girls with bigger ones than mine.
You wouldn't know what happened.
No, I used to do sailing when I was younger with my dad.
That's right. Very private school of you.
And do you know what a centerboard is?
No, I didn't go to a private school.
Excuse me, I went to the least fancy yacht club in Perth, okay?
So, it's still a yacht club. So what is it?
So basically the centreboard is the bit in the middle of the boat that goes down that keeps it going straight. Right. Otherwise, if you don't have a centreboard, you just drift.
Drift to the side.
Yeah. So the way the centreboard works, it's hard to explain, but you put it down and up. Like when you're going downwind, you put it up and so you can go. Anyway,
yeah, no, I understand.
You get it?
Yeah.
So my dad sits behind me and I sat in the front and he reached over to pull the centreboard up and I was like straddling it.
No.
At the time. And but then I didn't want to admit to Dad that he'd hurt my privates. So I was like, I'm good.
It's an awkward conversation, wouldn't
you? Yeah, especially when you're like 13 or something.
Especially when you say on the radio your dad hurt you.
Oh, okay, yeah, but it was an accident. He doesn't know that story.
Shout out to Judge Cheney this morning.
He does listen to the podcast. 13, 12, 16, get in touch this morning. How'd you hurt the privates? Give us a call. We'll take them next.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Well, I had an ex-girlfriend who had a younger brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got the nickname Twisty.
I don't like where this is going. Don't ruin Twisties for me.
In high school, right? Because it was a simple, just a standard night's sleep. He rolled over in the night and somehow they twisted around each other and he had to have an operation to get them untwisted. Hence, when he went to school, everyone started calling him Twisty. You don't think he had to change schools not long after that?
Oh, the poor thing. That's not fair. 13, 12, 16, if you've got a story about hurting your privates. Let's go to Abigail from Shep. Abigail, have you got a story for us?
Yeah, so I was playing touch football and I slipped when I was running with the ball and managed to end up in the splits. So I had to go to the gynecologist for a few weeks.
What? So did you tear a groin or what?
I tore some internal stuff in my lady anatomy.
Oh my goodness. How long did it take for that to heal?
It did heal naturally, thankfully, but it was like a good 6 weeks.
Oh, what? Out of action. Could you wee?
With assistance from medication.
Abby. My respect for gymnasts has gone a whole new level.
Yes, that is awful. Oh, God. All right. Well, thanks for your call, Abigail. Let's move on to Sally Ann from Shep. Sally Ann, have you or someone you know hurt their privates?
My cousin did.
Yeah, what happened?
She was jumping on a trampoline and she jumped too high and landed on the springs and had her privates stuck in the springs.
No way.
Yeah, everybody had to get on the trampoline to stretch the mat out and stretch the spring out so they could lift her off, and she ended up in hospital with stitches.
That is horrific.
Like straddled?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I have so many questions, but I have a very visual brain, Sally Ann, so I'm feeling quite sick right now. How did she end up? Is she okay now?
Yeah, she's okay now.
That is possibly one of the most painful things I've ever heard. Was she screaming?
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah, you're in a lot of pain.
I want to scream right now just hearing the story years later.
So she had to get helped off?
She had to get, we had to, everybody had to get on the trampoline to stretch the spring out so they could lift her off.
Yeah.
And then she had to go to the hospital and have stitches.
Come on. Because
the string would recoil and, Sally Ann, your poor cousin, that is awful.
Oh.
Brittany from Shep, hit us with your story.
So my friend had a skateboard and she kicked it up and someone's pushed her and it's gone in between her legs and she's fallen to the ground, started screaming and running to Hungry Jack's toilet because it was out the front. Hungry Jack's in Shepparton and her mum had to come and she didn't want to go to the hospital because she was scared. So then she ended up on the doctors the next day and they said they couldn't do anything because of how, it's already started to heal. So she couldn't do nothing about it.
Oh, how bad was the pain? Was there anything there?
So she ended up splitting like 2 millimeters or something like that, and she had to have antibiotics because of the wood actually.
Splinter?
Oh, come on, Brittany.
It was really bad.
Oh, Brittany.
In the really bad words, but, her vagina doesn't look the same anymore, she says, because, it actually did some damage.
Yeah, it's covered in splinters.
It makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. Oh, my goodness, Brittany. Thank you so much for your call. We're mortified, but it's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we're pressing on with this topic, but let's go to DJ from Merch. DJ, have you hurt your privates?
No, actually, my dad's friend, we went to a fishing competition when I was about 8.
Yeah?
And then my dad busted out his rod and got his lure caught on his best mate's Johnson, as well as his little handbag down the bottom.
Come on. What, the hook went through his, your dad's mate's nuts?
Yeah, and his, and his knob.
Okay. I didn't need to hear that word on the radio. In your defense, we are talking about private parts. I just, DJ, my mind, like I said to the last caller, is a very visual beast, and I'm picturing a hook that's going through both things. I mean, on the flip side, it's great bait.
Well, at least Dad got him hook, line, and sinker.
Yes! Kid Breakfast with Desire and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Or not.
With Josiah and Ellie.
I'm back, guys, and so is my favourite segment. I know last week you did Why Is It Called Fun-Sized Chocolates? You solved that one, didn't you, Ellie?
Yep. It was a Cadbury thing.
This is much better, though. Mm. And you know Josiah's back. When today, guys, I'm going to be solving what the perfect fart sounds like.
It's not a mystery, Josiah. Like, this is supposed to be stuff that could educate people and maybe improve their brains. This is not improving anyone's brains. This is, in fact, ruining their brains.
Well, put it this way. I didn't put this report together, and this is no joke, guys. A bunch of scientists, this is where our tax dollars are going towards, have put together a flatulence report.
Oh.
Like, they've spent hours and days researching what the perfect fart sound effect sounds like.
You know, sometimes in this job, I'm like, what has my life come to that I'm doing? Like, oh, earlier we spoke about undies and, you know, yesterday we spoke about toilet paper. I often question my life choices. These scientists would be questioning theirs way more.
No, they wouldn't, because this is fascinating stuff. And a lot of people find this interesting. And before the end of this break, Goulburn Valley, you're going to hear what the perfect fart sounds like.
Oh, stick around for that.
You want some fun facts?
No. Bet men, you're going to give them to me anyway.
Men find farts 5% funnier than women. And kids, this is why I'm doing it at 8:40 on your way to school, kids find it 23% funnier than adults.
Because kids are kids. They're childish. That's
If you don't find a fart funny, check yourself. Because I reckon no matter what your age is, if someone lets Smokey off the chain, it's funny.
Can I ask what the scientists are hoping to get out of having ascertained this? Like, if you're a scientist, if you study at university to get a degree, work on a cure for cancer.
It's a good point.
You know?
No, I'm on your team there. They've tested 176 different noises, ranging from low to high pitch, short to long, dry to wet, and from loud to squeaking. And they thought, what do people find the funniest? They've even put together a scientific formula, which you can check out right now at the Hit GV Instagram account. It's a formula for the world's funniest fart. It's F equals I times L squared times K over A times G.
What are the...
So
the
intensity of fart times length of fart, social embarrassment times the number of kids present, age of the listener, and gender de facto female, it multiplies it by 1.05. Like, so much science went into this.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you ready for the outcome? So the funniest fart came out on top in a public vote with a score of 8.27 out of 10. It was described as being unfortunate and potentially messy.
Oh!
Are you
ready? People could be eating their breakfast right now, Josiah.
The funniest fart is long, loud, and ever so slightly wet. Ellie, play it to everybody this morning.
Oh, God. Are you serious? All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, life's mystery has been solved. That is the world's funniest fart.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
I need your help because I've dug myself in a hole that I think I can't get out of. So I'm heading back to Perth this weekend, back to the motherland, to see my boyfriend and a bunch of friends. And often when I go back to Perth, it's really difficult because I've got to see my family, I've got to see my friends, I've got to see this group and that group and this person. And so I've decided this weekend when I go back, I'm going to have drinks at my parents' house and just say, everyone, come to me.
What, right? Are you like a bigger celebrity in Perth than you are in Shep?
Because
you sound like you're like Jesus is returning to Earth. It's, and then I when mean, you get off the plane, the whole of Perth just flocks.
Kind of like you when you went to Albania.
I mean, yeah, that's true. if you read the news headlines, bit of a big deal. I'm the Brad Pitt of Albania.
Yeah. In your own lunchbox. Well, yeah, pretty much I'm a big deal and there's a lot of people I want to see. So I sent out a Facebook invite and coincidentally, one of my best friends, Leno, who we've been speaking about on this show, he lives in Sydney now and he's also coming back to Perth this weekend because his band's having a reunion.
Is Leno the one that you're best friends with him but he likes you back?
No, he doesn't like me. No, stop it. No, he does not. Don't say that because then people are going to think that. No, we're just friends. Anyway, so his band's going to be performing on Saturday night. So I thought, this is a perfect opportunity. I'll say to everyone, come round to mine, we'll have drinks, and then we'll go to Leno's band. Just go to the gig, you know, have a night on the town. It'll be great. So I've sent an invite to everyone. Half the people I've invited don't even know who Leno is because he's from my work group.
Wait,
friends.
Did you send like a Facebook event? Like Ellie's return?
Yeah, literally. It was called I'm Back, Bitches. So but whatever. Anyway, so half these people don't even know Leno, but they're excited to come see me, whatever. So I didn't actually do any research into what Leno's band's like. I've never seen them perform. And you know me, my taste in music is like... You know, a bit of...
Hilary Duff.
Yeah, Hilary Duff. Like,
TikTok,
you know,
Kesha.
Yeah, Adele. It's the music that I like.
Basically anything a white girl at the age of 27 likes, yeah. Ellie likes as well.
Pretty much. What I don't like is like punk rock screamo. One of my other friends who's going to the gig called me last night. He said, you know Leno's band is like hardcore punk rock.
Come on.
And I hadn't even looked at the venue they were playing at. They're playing at like the dodgiest bar in Perth. Plus, not only that, but everyone has to pay $15 to get into this gig. And this is an example of their music. Headbanging!
Sounds
yeah,
horrible.
Boys. Yeah, boys. So I've invited like 35 people to come to this gig. And that's the music we're going to be listening to.
They're going
to
make a fair bit of cash from you guys.
I know.
$15 a head as well as all the drinks, you guys. And we know how much you guys like to drink.
Yes, I know. So now I'm like, well, I want to get out of it because I don't want to drag everyone along to this gig and like bang their heads, you know?
Well, maybe it's like a cultural experience that you guys need to have because you know what your friends are like. You're a bunch of rich private school kids. Imagine a bunch of rich private school kids at a screamo gig at the worst bar in Perth. You know what? I reckon it's a cultural lesson you all need.
Hey, what's not cultural about this? You know?
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
A couple of days ago, I revealed that 50% of people wear their pair of underwear more than once before washing it, which is disgusting, first of all. But then you came out and revealed this to us. Do you sleep with underwear on?
Yes.
And then you come to work in the same pair?
Last night, I went to netball. I got home. I had a shower. I went to bed. This morning, I got up.
Same pair.
Pulled my jeans on and came to work.
Disgusting.
I love my job. I love that I get to reveal this stuff to the world.
Anyway, on the show yesterday, I put a proposal to you, and that was for you to give me a pair of your, well, not to me, but to donate a pair of your used underwear to one of these weird websites that I heard of.
Yeah.
And your underwear can sell for up to $5,000. And I thought we could donate that money to charity. Doing it for the cause, great radio, and yeah, donating back to the community. And that's when you turned things back around on me, didn't you?
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to do it. I mean, I just don't want to do it. Nothing about it appeals to me. But if you're so keen on this idea, why don't you do it?
And you know what? I thought that's not the idea of this segment. The idea was for you to do it because I wear fresh undies every day. But then after the show, you and I were here in the studio and we received a call from our regular Clinton. He had a bit of an idea himself.
Mate, you got to wear a thong. Oh. You got to wear a thong, mate.
Clinton, 100%. How much do you reckon me wearing a thong would sell for on one of these weird websites online?
If they knew it was a male, probably 10, 15 grand.
Yeah, it's premium dollar. My butt in a thong. Absolutely, Clint.
Mate, that's going to be awesome.
It's really not, though, Clint.
I mean, if it goes back to charity, you can't, you know, pay out things, Ellie, in the name of charity. It's the C word. Do you know what I mean? Yesterday, I did a bit of research into it.
Yeah.
And I reckon I'll be banned.
I haven't been banned yet with some of the stuff you've been on, then maybe you're safe.
What? We've hit a roadblock.
Oh, have we?
So I signed up for this website where you sell used undies for money.
Yeah. Do you want some like sad violin?
Yeah,
or something?
If you don't mind.
Is this a sad
motivator? It's pretty upsetting, okay, to be honest.
Yeah.
So part of the process is you put your used undies up on there and I filled out a profile.
No. What'd you call it? Jasper?
I actually called it E-Chain.
Oh.
Because I had to pretend I was a girl. Anyway,
you're impersonating me. That's identity theft.
Oh, you were in the office. You and I are basically one person anyway.
Jelly.
Basically what happened is they ask, you don't have to show your face for these men, but they sell for more money if they get to see what you look like. And I was like, well, I'm not showing my face.
Mm.
Second of all, to sell your undies, you have to submit Face ID on these websites.
Face ID?
Just for the website owners. And I thought,
no.
There's no way that I could put my body and pretend to be a female in some knickers to raise some money. But then when they see my face with my beard and my long hair, they'll be like, that guy's definitely not a girl.
Hey, this is not a roadblock. Just get that gender swap app.
Oh, I could have put those photos up.
Yes, you looked beautiful.
I could have. It was a lot of work just for $5,000 to charity. So where do we go from here?
Hey, what did you just say? Anything for charity?
It's a lot of work, Ellie. I need a producer to do my dirty work for me.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
At the moment, though, I want to talk about a study that's been released. We love a good study on this show. And this one is to do with the usage of emojis.
Okay.
Now, you, for one, are a big old user of emojis.
Oh, I don't send a text without one.
Yeah, I know. And that is fitting because I've discovered that what that means about you as a person. This study has surveyed 5,000 participants, which is quite a few people, decent sample size, and it's analysed the frequency of their emoji usage, and it's trying to decipher whether the greater usage of emojis leads to a greater emotional and sexual connection.
I can tell you one thing. The opposite.
Well, what this is saying is that the people that you use more emojis with means you love more and you want to get into the sack a little bit more.
Oh, so if I send you a smiley face emoji, it means something else. What if I send you something that's completely unrelated, like, hey, Ellie, how's things with just like the dancing lady?
Well, funny you say that because I've gone back over your messages to me. And on the whole, you and I don't use a lot towards each other.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Which probably says that this ain't happening. But I will point out a couple that you've done to me. You've done a lot of crying laughy faces.
Yeah, it's my number one. You know when you can go to your keyboard and it shows your most used emojis? The cry face, it's always top left.
Yeah. Is that because I'm hilarious and you're always like crying with laughter at things that I've said?
I text other people more than you, so it's probably directed to them.
One that you've used to me recently was when you landed in Australia back from your Albanian trip. Just landed. Love heart eyes emoji.
Oh, I do like a love eye.
So do you know what? I replied, welcome home, love heart eyes emoji. Oh. Are we? Do we have a great emotional and social connection?
I mean, according to this survey, we're on.
But I don't get it because for me, I reckon that's a big old turn off. Not necessarily with you because I don't get turned on or off with you. But generally, if a dude is overusing emojis, no thank you. I feel like you're a bit of a player.
Well, I think you've got to read the play. So if you're speaking to a girl, don't use emojis until they use them first. So just wait. Suss it out.
Oh, okay.
And if they're an emoji user, you have license to kill. Use as many emojis as you want.
That's why Ted Bundy always used the smiling face emoji.
Exactly right.
No, for me, just use correct grammar and punctuation. That's my turn on. Yeah,
but we're in 2019, Ellie.
Yeah.
The 2019 version of correct pronunciation and grammar is using the correct emoji at the right time.
No.
So when I landed in Australia and I did love heart eyes, it's because I'm excited to be back. That is correct. Hence why I'm a great emoji giver. Hence why I'm probably also emotionally in touch with myself.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. It's not the only way you touch yourself. no, but the most concerning part about this, Josiah, is yes, you don't use that many emojis to me, but I've just also scrolled through our HitGV Instagram account, and you're often in charge of replying to the people who message us. Every single message has an emoji, so you're trying to spread this sexual and emotional connection far and wide.
You know what? There's a lot of Josiah to give around to the Goulburn Valley. And if you look at a lot of our messages, I put a lot of red love hearts or pink, those two little pink love hearts as well. Because you know what? There's not enough love in this world, and I've got so much to give, Ellie.
I'm not focusing on the messages with the love hearts. I'm focusing on the ones you've sent back to people with an eggplant emoji.
Kid breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Yesterday, a whole bunch of people kept reposting this basically essay that was allegedly from Instagram, saying that basically tomorrow starts new Instagram T's and C's where Instagram can use your photos for however they want to use it. And it was basically a privacy warning that was being spread and everyone fell for it, including
it was a hoax?
Yep. So it turns out that it was not real, which if you actually read it closely, you could see that it's not real because it's so poorly written. Like there's capital letters where there shouldn't be capital letters. It makes no sense. There's not proper grammar. Then there's just random words that are in bold.
Because I saw a whole bunch of people post it yesterday on my Instagram, even on Facebook, even though it was for Instagram. And I'm thinking, should I be posting this? Am I going to get my photos taken off me? Because it's not like your random mates are posting it. Like big celebs were posting this thing.
Yeah, Pink reposted it. Julia Roberts, Deborah Messing, a whole bunch of them. Judd Apatow.
Apatow.
They've all reposted it. So you think, yeah, okay, well, they're reputable sources. let's do it. But nah, turns out the whole thing's just a hoax. Someone's just decided to do it for a bit of fun.
How does that go viral?
I don't know.
And why are you bothering to write it? Like, I understand if the by screenshotting and posting it to your story,
yeah,
it then gives that person access to your DMs or something. Like it's a
oh, what do you call so it? Like a
virus?
Scam?
Yeah, like a scammed virus.
Really?
But by screenshotting, it does nothing to it's just a screenshot.
Yeah, they it's just
what's the point?
It's just someone having a bit of a prank on everyone.
Maybe we
but
should do something.
What
like
I
that.
Don't get, doesn't Instagram already own all your photos?
I'd say.
You know, like, isn't that in the T's and C's already?
I'm pretty sure it is. It's like that Age app that we talked about.
Yes.
When that went nuts about a month ago, everyone started deleting the app because they realized every time you use the Age app,
yeah,
they can then go and use that on billboards in Russia because that's where the company started.
That's why my bikini pic's now up in the center of Moscow.
You know what? I was in Albania. It was really random. I was on the freeway and I was driving past. And then I saw this random poster of you in a bikini. I thought, I'm pretty
Except
sure
I looked
that's
like
my
I was
co-host.
80 years old.
With
Super
your
hot.
Aged butt.
But it's not the first time the internet's fooled people because we live in this day and age where most 90% of our information comes from our phones. So people are falling for hoaxes and scams left, right, and center. Like, do you remember, it was a while ago now, that a meme was surfacing about how you can charge your phone using just an onion and a thing of Gatorade?
That's right. People were actually trying to do
yes.
it.
Yes.
What about Mia's friend I told you about on the show once? This was one of the most stupid things I've ever heard. She saw a meme on the internet and it said if you charge your iPhone in a microwave for 30 seconds or if you put it in, it'll charge your phone to 100%. She decides to try it because she heard on the meme that that's what happens. Mm. Her phone blew up.
Never trust a meme, kids. Never trust a meme.
I want to know, what did she think would happen?
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's come crazy. On, man. Use your brain.
Well, I want to know, Goulburn Valley, 13, 12, 16, when have you been fooled by the internet? Have you fallen for one of these hoaxes? Did you fall for the hoax yesterday and repost the Instagram warnings?
Or maybe you got upset, you know, when celebrities die and they're not actually dead. It's just a hoax on the internet. Were you fooled by that?
Let's go to James from Shep. James, what internet hoax have you fallen for?
Guys, I was beside myself for about a day a couple of years ago when I saw that Jeff Goldblum had died.
Oh.
Then it came out in the news that he was fine.
Was
he,
that on Twitter?
At all. I think it started off on Twitter, went on to Facebook, and then he cleared it up by posting a photo of himself in a Starbucks, definitely still alive.
Yeah, I remember this. And didn't his mum believe it? And his mum was like calling their family crying?
I don't know. I didn't hear that, but I definitely did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the thing. If your mum's believing you're dead from the internet, like, come on, honey, do a bit of research first. Maybe call his mobile. Give it a try.
Maybe
you know?
Check in on him. Yeah.
This is just like Tupac. He's not dead.
Oh, God. Here we go. All right.
He's definitely still alive, guys.
Neither's Elvis. You want to chuck that on as well?
MJ.
Thanks for your call, James. So sorry you had to go through that.
Cheers, guys.
Do you also believe that man didn't land on the moon? Or?
Yeah, and we didn't come from monkeys, remember?
Twin Towers didn't happen, all that?
Oh, I don't know. I do
oh,
like,
you reckon that would happen?
I do like a conspiracy, you know that.
Hey, coming up very soon, we are going to take a look with the stories that are trending around the place this morning. We've got some big news for Greater Shep. What do you want to say?
Did I tell you I saw an alien the other day?
Oh, yeah. Get up
with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. This is sports. This is sports. It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
Yeah, let's talk local sport with our local sporting expert, Michael Van Dorsen from Shep. Morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Good, well, Mike. Thanks. We're not going to export you anywhere, don't
no,
we?
No, that's okay. Just keep me in the PDF firmware. That'll be fine.
Yeah.
Sports, let's talk about the basketball, the Gators.
Yes, Gators had a very good, very good season. Unfortunately, it all came crashing down on Sunday, though. Had a big loss to Sunbury, although they did make it into three games. Saturday night was just unbelievable. The place was rocking. They took it into overtime. Basket with like a three-point shot with about 1.6 seconds to take it to overtime. And then Nick Dodd comes up with the winner, 1.8 seconds from the end of overtime. And unbelievable stuff there for the Gators. But unfortunately, the championship falls short by one weekend.
Aw, shame. So what, they finish second?
Third, I think.
Third.
Effectively.
Come on,
dude. But that's all right. They did a fantastic job all year.
Will they have a Mad Monday?
Probably would have already had it, I reckon.
That would have been last Monday.
Devastating.
That would have been those weird calls we kept getting throughout the show.
They were
still going from the night before.
Yeah, quite possibly.
All right, and it is big weekend in footy, GVL in particular.
Yeah, massive weekend in GVL, and it's going to be unbelievable. Effectively, there's six games on the weekend, but it only boils down to one game. Rochi versus Benalla.
This is going to be huge, isn't it?
Yeah, 6th versus 7th on the ladder, and they're both on exactly the same points, similar sort of percentage. Benalla, yeah, both sides need a win to make finals. Rochi started the season 0-4, and you don't really see any sides making finals after that. So, I reckon Rochi will probably get the chocolates here and make finals. There is a distinct possibility that they both could make finals, but when you talk mathematical, then you're probably not likely to get it. So
I'm looking at the ladder now. So Tat would need to lose, and Rochi and Benalla would need to draw for them both to make it and for Tat to be kicked out, right?
Correct.
Oh, imagine if that happened.
Sorry, if it's draw.
Sorry to all those Tat players that are waking up hearing that this morning, because I don't think that was a possibility last week. So but I'd expect Tat might come out and do a number on Shep as well. So
ooh, a little upset.
Maybe just a little upset, but yeah.
So that's happening this weekend in Benalla.
In Benalla, 2 o'clock Saturday. If you're not doing anything, I reckon get over there and have a look at it.
Yeah,
as for the season though, Kai, they've got in the bag already, don't they?
Well, some people are saying just start engraving the name Kai Abram into the cup already. We've got four weeks away before the grand final. But seriously, they're flying. Echuca are doing very well, so I reckon it's between those two. But I don't see Kai losing another game. Well, they haven't lost all year, so why would they lose?
Well, last year it was an upset in the grand final,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, it was.
So,
yeah.
Who knows?
Exactly, 1 point to Shep. So
I feel like the Bombers are a stronger team this year, though.
I do too. And they could get even stronger next year.
Josiah, the GBL expert over here. Yeah, Bombers had a good season.
I've got mates that play for the Bombers. I've got mates that play for Shep United. I love my footy. I've catch up with them for
all
the time.
How is the soccer going?
Good, mate. Yeah. Well, I haven't played in a few weeks because I've been overseas. Are you talking about my team?
Yeah, your team, yeah.
Shep United. The boys haven't lost since we've brought in a couple of players from Melbourne. They're flying.
Oh, fair enough. Looking forward to it.
Do you want to know how my Major League Netball team's going? Or
didn't you lose the final?
We lost the grand final, and then in the new season we haven't won a game yet. But whatever, it's cool, whatever.
And we're not talking about West Coast?
No, we're not.
Sorry.
How dare you bring that
weekend.
Up? No, it's okay. We're just priming ourselves for finals. Yeah, you need a loss to appreciate the win. That's what I always say.
I was just going to say, also, Shepparton District Junior Grand Final is happening this week as well at Deakin Reserve on Sunday.
Yeah,
9:15 is the start with the under-14s. And then finishing at 3, well, the last game starts at 3 o'clock, but then the Northern Country Women's League Grand Final starts at 5 o'clock, which is between Echuca and Marupna. Marupna knocked off the reigning premiers Shepparton last week to get into the grand final. How good was that?
Oh.
Well, if you've got no plans Sunday, Goulburn Valley, make sure you get down to Deakin Reserve Sunday. Support the women, support the junior footy as well. Great cause.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Michael from Shep, thanks so much for joining us. We'll speak to you again next week.
See you guys.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.